Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, the show that, well, you know, takes us deep into all things AI. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda, here to kind of help us break it all down.
Today, we're looking at how AI is being used to, get this, uncover hidden climate extremes. You know, events that happened way before we were tracking the weather like we do now.
It's pretty wild. We think of AI as this future tech, but it's helping us understand the past, too.
Okay, so what's the issue here? What problems AI solving?
Incomplete climate data, especially for stuff that happened before weather stations were everywhere. We used to rely on things like ship logs and diaries.
Right. Not exactly super reliable or, you know, complete.
No, not at all. So that's where AI comes in. It can reconstruct that past climate data, filling in the gaps. Researchers train AI models on the data we do have, teaching it how climate patterns work. Then the models predict what's missing.
Like a super weather app that can fill in the blanks in history.
Exactly. And what's amazing is these AI reconstructions are more accurate than old methods. Studies show they even beat traditional methods at reconstructing temperature extremes.
That's pretty impressive. So what's been found? What kind of stuff has AI uncovered?
Well, one big one was a heat wave in Europe back in 1911. And not just warm, it was scorching. We had no idea until AI analyzed the data.
Wow, a major event we were totally clueless about. Any idea what kind of impact that 1911 heat wave had?
Historical records don't give us the full story, but we can guess based on similar events today. These huge heat waves can wipe out crops, start wildfires, really strain infrastructure.
Makes you wonder what else is hiding in the data, just waiting to be found. But how does knowing about these past events actually help us today?
That's the big question, right? It's not just about curiosity. It's about preparing for the future. Understanding the full range of what our climate can do helps us refine our climate models and make better decisions.
So by looking back, we can better prepare for what's ahead. Almost like having a crystal ball showing us possible climate scenarios.
That's the idea. The more we know about the past, the better equipped we are for the future.
This AI time machine is really opening up possibilities. How does it actually work, though? What's going on behind the scenes?
Well, it's pretty cool. These AI models, especially the ones using deep learning, they're built to, like, mimic how our brains learn. They analyze tons of data, finding complex patterns that traditional methods might miss.
So they learn to, like, think like a climatologist, see those subtle connections in the data.
Exactly. They're not just crunching numbers, they're learning the language of climate data, and that lets them fill in those historical gaps.
Okay, so AI is helping us uncover these hidden events, but how do we know they're, you know, reliable? What makes us confident in these reconstructions?
Great question. One way is by testing them against data where we do know the answers. Take out a chunk of known data, see if the AI predicts it correctly, and it's working really well.
Like giving the AI a pop quiz on climate history.
Exactly. This testing helps make sure the AI isn't making lucky guesses, it's actually understanding how climate systems work.
This is amazing stuff, Amanda.
Yes.
Using AI to not just predict the future, but rewrite our understanding of the past. I can't wait to dig in deeper.
Me neither. There's so much more to uncover. It really makes you think, like, what else is out there? What other surprises are hidden in the data?
Right. I mean, we just talked about a heat wave nobody even knew about. What else don't we know?
Well, that's what's so exciting. This AI tech is getting better all the time, and researchers are using it on more and more data. Who knows? We might find ancient mega droughts or periods where the climate was super stable, or maybe even events that only affected certain small areas.
So we could be, like, rewriting history books, one AI climate reconstruction at a time.
You got it. And it's not just about filling in the gaps, it's about understanding the whole story of our planet's climate. The more data we have, the better we can understand how our climate system works, how it's changed in the past, and what that means for the future.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So we're talking about a lot more than just knowing what the weather was like a few hundred years ago. It's about, like, the big picture, the long-term trends that have shaped our planet.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting for us today. By putting all this new information into our climate models, we can make them way more accurate. And accurate models mean better predictions.
Okay, so that's the connection to the future we keep talking about. Better models, better predictions about what's coming next, right?
You got it. Imagine you're a city planner on the coast. With the old climate models, you might have a general idea of rising sea levels over the next century. But with these AI-enhanced models, you can get projections specifically for your coastline, taking into account those historical extremes we talked about.
So not just like sea levels might rise, but more like this neighborhood could be underwater in 50 years unless we build seawalls this high.
Exactly. That level of detail can make a huge difference when it comes to planning and adapting. It's about moving from general trends to specific, actionable insights. And it's not just about sea levels either. We can do this for heat waves, droughts, rainfall patterns, you name it.
It's like we're upgrading from a fuzzy old TV to a high-definition screen when it comes to understanding our climate.
That's a great way to put it. And just like with that HD TV, the more pixels we have, the clearer the picture becomes.
All right, so let's say we've got these super accurate models. What can we actually do with them?
Well, one thing is we can make better decisions about infrastructure. Think about things like building codes in hurricane or wildfire zones, or designing irrigation systems that can handle long droughts. Even something as simple as planting trees in the right places to reduce those heat island effects in cities. Accurate climate data helps us make smarter choices.
It's almost like we're finally getting the owner's manual for planet Earth. Like now we're starting to understand how it works, how it's been tweaked over time, and how to avoid breaking it even more.
I like that. And this knowledge isn't just for scientists and politicians either. Imagine farmers using this info to decide what to plant, insurance companies figuring out risk more accurately, even everyday people deciding where to live based on long-term climate projections.
Okay, now this is starting to feel really personal. We're not just talking about abstract data anymore,
yeah,
but about how this tech can actually affect people's lives.
Exactly. This is about giving everyone the power to make good decisions in a world that's constantly changing. And it's not just about adapting to the problems either. It's about taking advantage of opportunities.
Oh, interesting. What kind of opportunities?
Think about renewable energy, for example. With AI, we can optimize wind and solar farms based on super specific wind patterns or solar radiation data. That means producing way more energy. Or how about precision agriculture, where farmers can use AI systems to perfectly time irrigation and fertilization based on real-time weather and historical trends.
So it's about using this knowledge to not just survive, but actually thrive in a changing climate.
Exactly. And we're just scratching the surface here. Who knows what other amazing things we'll be able to do as AI keeps getting better?
It's pretty amazing to think about all the possibilities. It feels like we're opening up a whole new chapter in how humans interact with our planet.
I think so too. And we're writing this chapter with the help of artificial intelligence. It's a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely.
That's a good point. We've talked a lot about how amazing AI is, but like you said, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
Are there any ethical things we need to think about as we get deeper into this AI-powered climate reconstruction stuff?
Absolutely. AI is amazing, but it's not perfect. We need to be careful about biases in the data we're using. We need to be transparent about how these models are built and used. Mm-hmm. And maybe most importantly, we need to make sure that everyone benefits from this technology. Everyone should have access to the knowledge and resources they need to adapt to a changing climate.
So it's not just about building the tools, but about making sure those tools are used fairly and responsibly.
Exactly. Technology is just one part of the solution. We also need human wisdom, collaboration, and a commitment to fairness to really tackle the challenges of climate change.
Kind of crazy to think. We're using the same tech that, you know, powers self-driving cars and facial recognition to like unlock the secrets of climate history.
It really shows you how versatile AI is, right? It can be used for so many things. Understanding the universe, predicting the weather, and now this.
Yeah, and in this case, it's all about understanding the past to prepare for the future.
Exactly. And I think it shows how our thinking about AI is changing. It's not just about making machines that think like us. It's about making tools that help us, that make us better, you know, help us see things we might miss on our own.
Like those hidden heat waves and cold spells.
Exactly. That information was always there, but we needed AI to help us see it. And that's just the start. Imagine using AI to analyze old records from all over the world. Ship logs, diaries, even ancient cave paintings.
We could, like, build a whole timeline of climate history, showing how different parts of the world dealt with climate change over centuries.
Exactly. And that knowledge could be so important for us now. It could help us figure out which places are most at risk from extreme weather. We could learn how people adapted in the past and maybe even come up with new solutions for today.
It's almost like a time machine. We can learn from the mistakes and the successes of people who came before us.
And not just learn from them, but build on them. We can use AI to analyze what worked and what didn't, what strategies were successful, and then design new ones that work for the 21st century.
That's a pretty optimistic way to look at it. It's like we're not just sitting back and taking whatever climate change throws at us. We're using tech to build a better, more resilient future.
I think we can do it. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's our responsibility to use it the right way, for the good of everyone.
Well said. This whole conversation has been really eye-opening. I definitely have a new appreciation for AI, not just for understanding the world, but for actually shaping it.
I'm glad to hear that.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI and climate history. We hope you learned something new and maybe even started thinking differently about how technology can help us tackle the challenges we're facing. If you want to hear more deep dives like this, make sure to subscribe to AI Hub. We'll be back soon with more explorations of the amazing world of AI. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep wondering.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.